Happy Monday, everyone, or whenever you plan to listen to this.
Happy that day.
Happy that day. This is Sienna.
This is Toast, and you're listening to the Girl Meets Girl podcast. This is episode number 87, and the future topic is what a girl wants.
What a girl wants. What a girl needs.
Because some of us need help with that. Some of us need help with what girls want. So we're going to offer some tips and encouragement to all the dykes out there in helping to give the girls what they want.
But not in that way. So no, don't get too excited
and not the
about
plural
what's coming
too.
Up.
Don't misunderstand the plural. It's what your girl wants.
Okay? Thank you.
Yeah? Okay. Like that?
Yeah.
All right. And now, an announcement. I forgot to mention this last episode. The last episode. I did get to test the video camera. We have a borrowed video camera. I think it's on permanent loan.
Until they need it anyways.
Yeah. Until they realize, oh yeah.
No, I forgot.
No. No, we're borrowing it from a really good friend. And anyway, should all be fine. But it does work. So all I need now is to get us a cable.
And then we'll be ready to go.
Because I also borrowed a cable from somebody.
To make sure that would work,
just
right?
To test it, yeah. And it did work. So we need
so
a cable
exciting.
Of our own.
So what was so fun was we actually got to see little clips of my birthday party last year.
Oh my God.
Because we hadn't even seen any of it.
Any of it.
It's been just sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch a little of that. People were rowdy, yeah.
It sounded like it.
Yeah. Geez.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, oh yeah, other stuff that's going to be in this episode, the Japanese holiday of Girls' Day, which is this week, March 3rd. Also, we're covering a little bit just about music and song in the McKenna world. Of course, Kumin, our cat.
Kumin.
And just animal stuff. But the main topic is about what a girl wants.
Yes.
So let's move on.
Okay.
So we can get to that part.
So on to listener mail and comments. So we just want to thank all of you for commenting on the website and also for the emails that you send in. We really appreciate it. And we're so glad we still have listeners because we took a really long break.
Yeah.
So thank you for hanging in there, for not forgetting about us, and for continuing to listen. We just want to send a shout out to Holland, one of our listeners, who is just hilarious. She's been wanting to, you know, find out more about vegetarian recipes, vegan recipes, and all that stuff. So when we talked a little bit about raw food last week, she admitted she's a high raw foodist, but she's a high raw foodist because she can't cook, which I thought was so funny. I thought that was so funny because... a lot of times, you know, people like they're really sick, and so it motivates them to find a different way. You know, some people
they just get so like all about like, man, I really, you know, I really believe this is the right thing to do,
right? And raw food
for myself
is alive. It's like, you know, it has all the enzymes, but Holland just can't cook. She's so funny. So thank you for emailing us, Holland. And we are going to have somewhat of a recipe later on in this podcast.
But now, a little bit from the McKenna Music Corner.
Mm-hmm.
So lately, because we have some gigs coming up in the next couple of months.
Yes.
Right. We have been devoting ourselves, our music time, to learning some new old songs. They're
Hawaiian songs.
Hawaiian songs, or just songs from the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're new to us in the sense of, you know, performing them
right.
and arranging them.
Right.
But they've been around for so long, and we remember them from, you know, our childhood, what they call small kid days or Hanabara days in Hawaii. And it's just really neat because we've gotten out those recordings from, you know,
way back when
70s and stuff. And
some
it's
are,
nice.
Some are earlier, huh?
Yeah. And it's really nice because we have been renewed with our appreciation for the musical subculture that Hawaii has given birth to. And it's been nice to hear, not just hear the songs again, but I've also been kind of surprised by how emotionally my reaction to them.
Because you're more emotional now.
Not in a dramatic way. It's just that I can hear the songs in a new way. Hear the songs in a new light from a different perspective.
You have new ears.
I have new ears to hear. But yeah, it's just amazing to me how the way a song appears to be in a given moment depends so much on your own emotions that you project onto the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the song can just have this sense of intensity and such meaning and depth and this aura of like perfection, this painful beauty to it, but it's because of all of the emotion that you bring
that
to
you
it.
Feel.
Yeah, that you're projecting onto it. Because now I'm hearing them, it's like, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not like how I remembered it.
Right. Because so much of it is like where we were, like we remember, you know, the time back when it was popular or when we used to listen to it. And, you know, it's so bittersweet a lot of times. But we're so excited to learn these songs. And what motivated us to do that is the next bunch of gigs are actually Hawaii-related. There's a few luaus and some other things. And so we thought, well, a lot of these people have actually heard us before. So let's spruce up our Hawaiian set list. So it was kind of exciting and overwhelming at the same time because one of the things we decided to do was go through all of our music books and folders and everything and sift through. And it took quite a bit of time to sift through everything.
Well, Sienna did. You did all of that. And then after you did all that work, then you called me in and I was like, okay, these are the ones that we'll go through these and just skim through them and decide which are the ones we're going to focus on to actually incorporate into our set list.
I mean, it was pretty crazy because there were just layers. It was like layers of an onion. Like, okay, this just general sifting. Then it turned into, okay, another sifting, which was putting them according to the genre. And then it was, okay, are these just copies of songs that we know? And, you know, put those in another pile. Okay, is this just unrealistic and we're never going to learn this one? Okay, put that in a pile. Okay, throw this one away. And it was just so much. So by the time Toast came in to kind of review the songs, I had grouped it by it's not all the fairly new Hawaiian songs to us. It was just, okay, I think these would be good to start focusing on or to start learning. So it was just a bunch of Hawaiian songs, and then we sifted through and whittled it down to and then but we're not putting the other grouping away or anything like that. We're just kind of clipping it, and then when we're in need for more music, then we'll go through that pile again. So it's a long process, but worth it.
And so thank you for doing all that, because I know that was like a full day.
Did you see
see
how I looked?
Oh yeah,
with all the papers.
Yeah, I couldn't see the floor.
Oh my god,
all the papers.
And it was kind of one of those things, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate. When you start, it's like you open Pandora's box and you just can't go back. It's like, okay, I have to just keep going. Keep going and finish this. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
And it's great.
It is very great.
And now it's time to visit
Kumin.
Kumin the cat.
So I don't know what you folks did. I think you made our weeds grow. Because Kumin, Toast was able to harvest like 3 really great weed toys for Kumin.
It was hidden.
It
was a hidden. I was squatting down looking for, you know, the weeds, right? Looking for the weeds. But it was at the base of this big vine kind of plant.
Mm.
And so I found one. And then after I said, okay, I'm going to pull you now, I pulled it. And then I started taking it out and I was like, wow, this is a really, really long one. Oh. It's really a long, long weave. And it was so long. It was like, what, 8 feet long? So I don't know if I'm making that up, but maybe not that long. Maybe, well, it was maybe five. But it was long because usually it's what? Two,
maybe.
You know, 1 or 2 feet.
Yeah.
So it was so long. So I broke it up into three pieces.
Ah.
So that's what that is.
Okay. So it's really one gigantic weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's great because cumin had such a play fest with them. And here's another little tip if you decide to try this. If you harvest a bunch of weeds, just put a whole bunch in the fridge because they'll last longer. And you'll be ready. Ready to play when your animal is.
Those are, what do you call that? Recession-proof cat toys.
Yes.
Just go recession, pick
yes,
weeds,
very
you know?
Good, very come good, on. Very good. All right. But another thing that we wanted to mention about wonderful cumin is that today she actually let us sleep in.
Yeah, because you know how animals, especially cats.
Right.
They get on an internal clock, and when it's their mealtime, they will wake you up. But we needed some sleep. We need to catch up on some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And come in, let us sleep.
I mean, she woke me up.
Okay.
But
you're able to communicate.
I was able to tell her, like, okay, you know what?
With ESP.
I would really love if we can just sleep in. And she let us.
Yeah, because I think she understands,
time.
Right? Like she understands. Like you'll
she's pretty smart.
You'll tell her in a non-verbal way, right?
Right.
You'll tell her, you know, just give me 1 hour, and then 1 hour will go by, and she'll come back.
You know what?
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't planning on sharing that with everyone because we're gonna look even more crazy. Hi, raw foodists who communicate with their animals. But it's really true, and I'm totally not even fabricating any part of that. So she's pretty amazing.
So there you go.
But the last thing we want to share is we want to ask if any of you out there have goldfish and if you're really good with them, because we have a goldfish named Chocolate. We've had him for 7 years and he's just been great, really low maintenance and all of that. But lately we really thought he died because he was floating with
upside down. You know how fish do.
Yeah, and we even look at his like gills and stuff and he's not breathing, but then we look at him again, then he's swimming around and we don't really know what's causing that. We did some Google research and
saw that Sienna was the one to take the time to do it and was great, and so we went.
Boy, this is
she put
Sienna
together
credit day.
Well,
huh?
Just where credit is due.
But anyways, we found that when goldfish are under the weather in that way, which seems like he's sick.
I'm upside down.
He's upside down. He's under the weather. That they might need some aquarium salt and also something called Mardell's either Copper Safe or Maricide. So we did those things and he was better yesterday, mm-hmm. but he's kind of back. He's floating again. And mm-hmm. so it kind of pains me to think he's in pain, and I'm sure he's not comfortable. Mm. So we just want to know if anyone knows anything, because we don't know what else to do. I mean, we read somewhere else too that they might need an injection, but I'm not bringing a fish to go have someone give him a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy to me. So anyways, please email us mail@girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com if you kind of maybe have a clue as to what we can do.
And thank you.
Thank you.
By way of introduction to our feature topic, which is what a girl wants, if I need to remind you, we just want to acknowledge that the third day of the third month, which is coming up, March 3rd, is Girls' Day. It's a Japanese holiday that if any of you were born and raised in Hawaii, I'm sure you've heard of it or know about it. It is still celebrated there. Although, I don't know how much it's actually celebrated in Japan, because I mean, I'm sure it is, but when I did research online, all they have more Children's Day. That's what seems to be their thing, and it's all grouped together. But I don't know. It may, you know, if you're listening in Japan, please tell us what it's like over there.
Yeah.
But in Hawaii, March 3rd, Girls' Day, also known as Hina Matsuri, is a time for all of the dolls to come out and be displayed. And when I say dolls, I mean they're literally dolls. They're dolls in glass cases. And it's just a time to...
Beautiful dolls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very ornate.
Celebrate and honor and wish and pray for good health and a good life and much success and beauty and prosperity for the girls in the family. And what you do is you eat mochi, which Sienna
you and mochi,
doesn't like.
You love it.
I'm a big fan.
I love it.
I'm a big fan. Yeah. Mochi is a pounded rice kind of dessert.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah, it's good.
They have like pink ones and green ones.
So this March 3rd, have a good Girls' Day. I thought this was interesting. The origin of Girls' Day or Hina Matsuri is said to be an ancient Chinese ceremony that people, what they did was they would put all of their bad luck and bad energy into paper dolls, and then they would let the paper dolls flow into the river and flow away from them. And it says that this practice was combined with girls' doll play and was established as Hina Matsuri during the Edo period in Japan. And that was from 1603 to 1867.
Isn't that incredible?
So it's an old...
Yeah.
Well, most holidays are kind of old. Okay, so that's Girls' Day. But now what about what a girl wants?
Well, did you celebrate Girls' Day?
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a doll? Mm-hmm. Or your parents
had several dolls.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because I'm like from a Japanese family.
Like in a glass case, and you could only... Did they let you play with it?
No. It was just for display purposes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because those dolls are beautiful.
Just like for boys, how they have the boy dolls that come out too, right?
They're so ornate, huh?
Yeah.
And did you get a present? Because you're supposed to get a present too.
If I did, it was just really more like a token kind of thing. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the big deal. It was more like a card, maybe a card. Or just, oh, happy Girls' Day. You know,
and then mochi.
That's it. Yeah.
And then mochi. Yeah.
And mochi for everybody. Mochi for everyone!
You know what? I did like one mochi.
Which one?
It was that one that I tried at your family's house that had the chocolate strawberry.
Yeah.
So it was really hardly any mochi, right?
Yeah, right.
But it was so soft and it was really good.
Yeah, they make different kinds of mochi. Some are really sweet.
Maybe I would like the peanut butter one. Do you think I would like the peanut butter one?
If you like peanut butter, but if your problem is with the consistency and the texture.
And the taste.
Okay, well, I don't know if I can help you then.
It just seems senseless. Because there's no real taste. It's just sweet goop.
Well, yeah, that's...
Sweet, chewy goop.
Well, some of it's not even sweet. When you said it has no taste, I mean, they have just the plain ones where all it is rice. That's it. There's nothing else on it.
Those are the rectangle ones, right?
Or just the pounded, the round ones, the round circle white ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the one you put in the soup.
Yes.
The really plain ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just chewy. That's just goop.
It's just rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like rice. Anyways. Well, let's move on.
Okay. So here we go. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free, and I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl... Oh, yes. What a girl wants. But let's preface this whole section by making it clear that when we're saying what a girl wants, we're really talking about the feminine energy.
Right.
Because, you know, we're very open when it comes to gender roles and sexuality and all that stuff.
Right.
So we realize that this whole concept of masculine, feminine traits and what a girly girl wants and what a dyke girl wants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not limited to just a femme or a dyke. Or a male or a girl or a boy or a woman or a man.
Right.
It's just,
right.
I think all of us carry
the trait, the energies, feminine, a balance of feminine exactly. and masculine energies.
Yes. All of us have yin and yang. So.
And so even what we're about to share with you, you know, someone who has predominantly more of feminine energy might go, well, that's not all I want. But we're not saying, you know, this is everything you're going to want. It's just a few things that we notice. And for the clueless out there, it might just be a nice jumping off point.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Not you. No, I am. I mean, this helps. And I think as we talk about it, you know, people will be like, well, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I know that. But, you know, it's just helpful to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Like, be reminded, feel supported in honoring the feminine energy and what it can thrive on.
Amen.
Here we go. We narrowed it down to three categories of things. And Sienna, okay, what Sienna's doing now is she held up her hand with her thumb down, and she was basically telling me four things. Okay, we'll say four things. Do you think the fourth thing could be injected into the previous three?
I think the fourth thing is so important that it needs its own number.
Okay, four things. First one is, and don't feel like this is sounding so demanding.
Okay, you know what? I think everyone, I mean, I think a lot of people might get all set off by this list.
Right. That's why I'm trying to, prepare them to not have it feel like it's so demanding. I'm sorry. It's true. I think it's true.
We already set them off with the Grammy.
Okay. Here drama. We go. Let's go.
Well, I mean, and it is true.
Yeah, it's
hello.
True.
And
it's
it
not
doesn't,
be ashamed.
You know what? And it doesn't put the feminine person in a box.
Not at all.
We're not trying to put her in a box.
And it doesn't put a big burden on the dyke person.
No.
This is just how we can love each other, people. How we can love better and better.
Happy wife,
happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing is the feminine wants to be championed. They want to be pursued and defended. And what do we mean by that? Examples, please. Well, one is to defend her in social settings. And not just when you're being mugged.
But hopefully no one's being mugged.
Yeah. But you know, if there's a discussion going on and, you know, your girl is expressing a certain point of view and somebody else counters that, then stand up for your girl's point of view.
Yeah.
You know? Because even if you don't completely agree with that point of view, just
defend, support her.
Support.
Just support her. And I mean, don't lie to yourself, but you know, the discussion, if you disagree with it, that can be a discussion you have at home. I mean, it's really important to show support of each other, especially when you're in a public setting. You know, I think that strengthens the relationship actually. And, you know, everyone feels a lot more safe. Mm-hmm. But I actually have an example.
Oh, okay. Please.
It's a real life one though. So okay. Is that too revealing or what?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyways, we were at a bar, Toast and I. We were.
once or twice. We were.
Once upon a time. And I had a few too many beverages. And so anyways, a girl came up and she was kind of hitting on me. And Toast is kind of on the sideline. Toast wasn't right by me, but anyone watching would know, like, okay, this girl's just trying to, you know, make a move. And I just kind of, you know, told her I was with Toast and whatever else. But she was very aggressive is too strong of a word, but she was persistent, maybe persistent. And then when I saw Toast later, I said, why didn't you come up? And she said, well, you're strong, you're independent. I know you can take care of yourself. And true as that may be, because, you know, the girl wasn't, she didn't make an advance or, you know, she left me alone. I really wanted her to come up and go, oh, you know, like just come and say something.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Or like come and be by me. Yeah. You know, I like that. So that's an example.
That is a great example. Because, well, here's the thing. My decision.
Rock in a hard place. Rock in a hard place.
No.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, I think my decision of not going up there and kind of, you know, basically championing you and defending you and all that stuff came from a place of me treating you as though you were another Daiki friend. Like,
why?
Because
I'm not your Daiki friend.
No, I know. I should have said masculine. I was more treating.
Why? Because I'm so masculine.
Well, right? You definitely have masculine traits too.
When I'm putting up the painting on the wall.
Yeah. And you're busting my ass for something. No, but seriously, I think the masculine way of showing respect to other people.
The masculine way of showing respect to other people.
Is,
God, I don't know why I said that.
Is by letting them handle it on their own, because that is expressing a trust.
Oh, like, because you're not weak and you're not weak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like another, like a guy. Okay. And I know we're going into talking gender roles and stuff, but I think you'll know what I mean when I say a guy doesn't show respect for another guy by saying, oh, you need help. You know,
yeah,
I can help you with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of is insulting to another guy. I think. And that's the whole classic thing about guys asking for directions. You know, they want to be seen as capable and able to handle it on their own.
Well, I want you to swoop in.
Yeah. Swoop. Now I know.
Swoop in.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's something that we have experienced in our relationship, and we continue to. I'm learning.
But I have to say.
Yes.
Given another mood, if you had come up, I might have been all like, you're being possessive.
Rock in a hard place.
No, actually, you know, no. Not with you.
Because I tend to go more the other way, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, do whatever you want,
yeah, Sienna. Sienna can handle whatever. Herself. You're independent. You can
go. Yeah. Just go do whatever you want.
I trust you.
Whatever. Come home at 2 a.m.
No.
Whatever.
No. Don't believe that. Don't believe that, folks. Okay. Another example of like championing your person is to brag about her, not just to defend her in a conversational setting, but, you know, brag about her in front of her.
My wife makes fabulous vegan cupcakes.
Right. Exactly like that. Exactly like that.
Did
like
I say
you
wife?
Should. Yeah. Like you should taste them. You should see, man, she's great with, you know, cooking or whatever. Okay.
Or uncooking.
Yeah. Rawing. Assembling. It's assembling food. Yeah. So champion her. Be passionate about courting her. Don't be afraid to take dramatic and elaborate initiative. It's all about this romantic chivalry thing that we have going on. Yeah. This week.
Yeah.
This episode. Yeah. Okay. So shall we move to the next thing?
Yes.
Okay. The second thing is that a girl wants is to be seen as honored and admired for their beauty, for their just their presence and their intelligence. Yes?
Yeah. Sure.
And not just...
Who doesn't want that?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're saying about a lot of
it's
these
not
things.
All, yeah,
it's not limited to just girly girls. But, you know, I think girls, they appreciate when they're complimented on, of course, their look. Or
because it's an effort. It's
their...
an effort, people. Right. It takes a village. And also another thing. Now, this doesn't apply to everything, but if you think a compliment say it.
Because why not?
A compliment. Why not?
Yeah. That's good energy you're putting out there, man.
That is totally good energy.
Yeah. And it doesn't...
And think, if you think a compliment, that's the important word, a compliment. If you're thinking, oh, she looks kind of fat in that, you know, that's probably kept...
Don't say
best
that.
Best kept to yourself.
Okay. And not just only about how somebody looks too.
Right.
But how they think, maybe, or their ideas, mm-hmm. you know, just their their insights. Right. I think it's great to compliment on that too, mm-hmm. so that they know you're not just, you know, valuing how they look.
Right. Because a girl, she does want to feel beautiful and adored, but she doesn't want to feel like a piece of meat. So somewhere in the middle, a vegetable. She wants to feel like a vegetable.
And the third thing that a girl wants and that will help you out, I think this is a big thing. I think this might be the easiest thing.
This is the easy one.
Yeah. Is they want to be treated as honored and, yes, precious, but not delicate or fragile. And I think that was my worry in the bar. That if I came up, then you would feel like, oh, you think I'm so fragile?
No, I want swooping.
But, yeah, okay, swooping. Swooping is good. So what we're talking about is serving and waiting on a girl.
Waiting Don't get on all her. Upset, people.
Here's a chivalry coming
not
in.
Not like serving, like, you know, not like I am your servant.
No, not like not like a doormat. But to open the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to be the mat, but to be the door opener.
And
car doors.
Yeah, car doors. Help her put her jacket on if she's struggling and trying to get that other armhole around. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Help her.
Carry the purse. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Maybe not carry the purse. Carry the bags.
Carry the bags from shopping.
Yeah. Carry the bags. You know, is good.
On
yeah.
a shopping trip.
Yeah.
Offer to carry the bags or just take the bags, right? Don't even offer. Just take them. And even if you're eating in the food court and you have, you know, your leftovers and your ketchup packets and your paper wrappers, take the initiative, get off your butt and throw it away.
Yeah.
You take care of that stuff.
Yeah. Just do it.
That's
just
easy.
Do it.
That's easy to do.
And but I have to say, okay, again, with all of this stuff, it really does depend on the person. It really does. And we qualify that in the beginning.
Yeah.
But the reason why I say that is because even though these are the things that I would agree with these things, mm-hmm. Way back when I probably wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And I would have been the one like, you know, you think I'm helpless?
Right.
You know, or don't, you know, I can open my own door.
That's true.
You know, but, you know, and I have to share an example about this, being chivalrous and all of that stuff. I was trying to act, was in another relationship. I was trying to act all like I'm strong and independent, and I'm not a wimp.
So and you're was, not. You so are was, strong and independent, and you're not a wimp.
But at the time, I think I felt I needed some, I had something to prove.
Okay.
So, because I was trying to prove this, I told the person I was with, she had asked me actually, are you into like Valentine's Day and stuff? Like, do you really? Okay, first of all, don't ask your person if they're into Valentine's Day. Okay, just assume.
It's an unnecessary question.
They're into Valentine's Day.
We'll get to that later.
But she did. She asked me that. And I was acting all like, you know, I don't need all this. I'm not high maintenance. And so what did I do? I lied. And I said, that's a good way to start a relationship, everyone, lie. I lied and said, you know, oh yeah, no, I don't need cards. I don't like cards, and no, I don't want flowers and all that stuff. And her response was, oh, good, because, geez, makes it easier for me. That was her response.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? In that 10-year relationship, I didn't get a card or flowers on Valentine's Day. So no, don't all. I set that up, right? But anyways, so. If your person tells you that, just don't believe them. Just because it's not hard to get a card. It's not hard to give flowers. It really isn't. So just do it. Even if you're the one that enjoys it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's really just a nice gesture.
Yes. And speaking of, let's talk about Valentine's Day. Even though,
yeah.
Or let's talk about it more because we already started. Because a common comment that you'll hear about Valentine's Day is, oh, I don't believe in that because every day should be Valentine's Day. And it's just a made up holiday for, you know, Hallmark and stuff. Just, it's just a consumer's capitalistic thing. And while that may all be true, I got to say that we like Valentine's Day because
I love Valentine's Day.
Number one, all holidays are made up. And number two, even though it is, yeah, okay, Hallmark makes more extra money. Godiva Chocolates probably makes more money and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to express and demonstrate and show some kindness and love and generosity towards a person that you love, why not?
Why not? It's just another reason to go
them.
A little beyond the call. And now we're not even talking all material because it doesn't have to be material.
Oh, no.
You know, because another thing we hear from people is like, oh, you know,
they know.
Yeah. And we don't need to do that kind of stuff anymore. And so, yeah. So don't, you know, you don't have to go totally like to the tens to show them in a material way or plan some elaborate thing, but do something that it doesn't even have to cost anything, but just to give a little extra on that day is really nice. It's a nice reason.
And if every day is Valentine's Day, which is a great thought, then yeah, spread it all out over the year.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Pick a flower from the side of the road. Because, yeah, flowers can be expensive. We understand. Mm-hmm. Chocolates can be very expensive. We mm-hmm. understand. I mean, you know, one little chocolate can be a big box. But, it's all relative. But, yeah, it doesn't have to cost anything. You can just, you know, write a letter.
It's just another reason for you to do something just a little extra.
Yeah. Write a letter, do a household chore that you don't normally do and leave a note saying, oh, you know, this was for you. I thought of you. Hope mm-hmm. this makes your day easier or something like that. And it'll make you feel good and it'll make the person feel good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's our diatribe on Valentine's Day.
And now number four.
Okay. This applies to everything that we said.
It does. It really does.
But like but Sienna said.
Yeah. If you don't remember anything else that we said tonight, remember this number four, which is to pay attention.
You don't have to pay money.
Pay attention. Yeah. Because if you pay attention, you'll notice the small things that can turn into wonderfully big things that will mean something to her.
Or scary big things that can also mean something to her.
If you don't pay attention, you mean? Scary big things?
Yeah. If you do pay attention, but you don't do anything about the small things, then it can turn into a scary thing.
I guess so, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. For instance, if you know your person, like say your person's on a diet, don't get them chocolates. mm-hmm. Don't get them chocolates. Mm-hmm. Get them maybe something like a pedometer, you know?
And, that's
and
a
not,
good one.
But if they... If they're not yet into exercise, maybe don't get a pedometer because you're not trying to say, oh, you should go walking. But if they're like, you know, I really want to start walking and I wonder, maybe I should get one of those things that tracks how many steps because I heard you're supposed to get 10,000 steps extra a day. You know, pay attention to that. Log it somewhere in your brain. And then, you know, you have a gift. It's a pedometer. You know, just pay attention to those things and don't just give chocolates because you're supposed to on Valentine's Day, say, because
you just need something.
Yeah, I just say, oh, let me just get chocolates, whatever. Not if your person's on a diet or not if they're watching their sugar intake, or maybe they don't even like chocolate and they really love ice cream. Well, you should really have paid attention to know that they love ice cream, and then go get a wonderful pint of it from somewhere, or a Cold Stone Creamery gift certificate.
Ooh.
Or you know, something. So
going off into Ben and Jerry's and dryers and
Pay attention. And this is, I'm going to give an example of that, that I actually heard recently from one of our friends. She said she was telling her son, or she was asking her son, if he got something yet for his girlfriend. And he had not, and so she suggested a store. She said, why don't you go to this certain store? They have great stuff. Maybe get her a pair of earrings. So, you know, the son did that and all of it. But what our friend didn't know was that her husband was listening. He was paying attention. And boy, did he get points when on Valentine's Day, our friend got a box, a beautifully wrapped box from the store she had suggested to her son. And it was a beautiful necklace. Now, another clue is that he didn't get her earrings. Our friend loves necklaces. So he was paying attention on so many different levels.
We can all learn from that gentleman.
His name is Fred.
Fred.
We can learn from
Big
Fred.
Big hand for Fred. Fred.
And again, that's a material example. But, you know, it could be anything. Like noticing your person loves wildflowers. Pick it off the street, you know. Or, you know, they love to take...
Steal from your neighbor.
Yeah. They love to take bubble baths. Draw a bath for her, you know. Time it well so she can just step right in there. So it doesn't have to cost a lot or anything, really. Just pay attention.
But it does cost your attention.
Yes.
All right.
And one last thing to add.
Okay.
You know, all of this stuff, it's a little more traditional, I guess. But Toast and I have found ourselves to be just a little more traditional in terms of our roles in a way, don't you think?
Yes.
And it's really helped us to acknowledge that and to be less afraid of, well, I'm going to be put in a box and here I'm putting you in a box. You know, just kind of letting that be okay to be traditional and to lean a little more in certain roles, mm-hmm. and not always have to prove or to feel so balanced of, okay, I have to show that I'm this and be that.
Yeah. Just admitting that, yeah, you know what? I think I do need this. I think this would help
me. Yeah, yeah.
You know, this does make me feel better. It really does. Yeah.
And another thing too is to really speak up, like to not be afraid to say what you want.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so really helpful.
It really is helpful because up until then, you can ask questions or guess. But if you just speak up, that takes all of that out, you know, takes all the guesswork out of it, which is really helpful. So.
So hope that helped and that you identified with some of that, maybe, or you got some ideas. Yeah. And if you have comments, whether you agree or disagree, or if you try some of the stuff, or you have tried some of the stuff, and you have, you know, positive or negative feedback, we would love to hear it.
Yeah.
You can comment at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com on this episode, number 87, or you can email us at mail at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. We're going to close this episode now with one of our favorite dishes that Sienna makes, assembles. She doesn't cook it.
This is in the health and spirituality section of the podcast. Okay, so this is something that we love to eat.
And I think we've even mentioned it before.
You know, we did.
But we're going to mention it again because it's good.
Really? I forgot we mentioned it before.
This is... I'm barreling ahead, boy.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Let's
go.
All right.
All right.
This is what do you call it? High raw. A high raw Thai wrap.
Yes. It's high raw, but it can easily be 100% raw.
Okay.
By just omitting one ingredient. So anyways, we love this this wrap. I was actually thinking of calling it green trout. Don't be afraid.
Mm.
Because when you don't like that?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that name.
Because when you wrap it, it looks like trout. It looks like a fish with the grooves in leaves on your plate. Yeah. Okay, well, Toast doesn't like that name. So we might have to vote and brainstorm some other names for this dish. And we're also scheming to possibly do a video recording of the making of this dish.
Yeah, so Sienna can show you what she does to make this awesome food. Oh my God, it's so
and
great.
You know
this
what?
Dish is awesome.
The fabulous thing about this dish is it's so easy. So basically, for the wrap, you need collard greens. You need bean sprouts. You also need wonderfully sweet tomatoes. You can use heirloom or just a good salad tomato. Roma is a little too firm, so possibly not Roma. You want some fresh mint. And here's the optional ingredient. The optional ingredient is tofu. So if you decide to have tofu in there, then the wrap is not completely raw, but it's high raw. So you can decide what you want to do with that. But all you do, basically, it's so easy. You just cut up your tofu in bite-sized pieces. You pull the mint leaves off of the mint sprigs. You chop your tomatoes, also in cubes. And, of course, everything is washed. Make sure you wash everything. And you have your bean sprouts ready to go. You can also, to prepare the bean sprouts, soak them in ice water because that gives them a little more crunch and firmness.
How long would you soak them for?
You can probably just a few hours.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, you don't have to soak them overnight or anything right. like that. It's really, and if you don't have a few hours, just soak them for as long as you can because it's just really the shock of the cold on the vegetable. Mm-hmm. But when you shop for your collard greens, look for softer greens. A lot of times you want to go for just the largest leaf you can find.
Because that's what you're going to wrap everything in.
That's what you're going to wrap everything in. But the really large leaves tend to be thicker and firmer, which might not be good for someone first trying out more green and raw foods. So you want to look for softer collard greens. But basically what you do is you wash prepare the collard green by just washing it. You cut off the stem. And you might want to just carefully cut that stiff bone that's in the leaf, again, carefully. And all you're going to do is you're going to just treat the leaf like a tortilla wrap. And then you're going to go ahead and layer your bean sprouts in there, layer your tomatoes, add tofu if you want, and then be really generous with the mint. Don't be scared. It sounds weird, mint. But just go ahead and do that. And then you're going to fold in the sides and wrap it as tightly as you can.
And people are wondering, well, where's the taste though? Because there's all this just vegetables.
Right. The taste is in the sauce because you're going to, again, we said this is a Thai wrap. So a lot of you might know there's a Thai wrap that is a rice wrap that has the bean sprouts and the mint and all that stuff. So basically this is just a raw version. Instead of the rice wrap, you're using a collard green wrap. But if you also are familiar with that dish, you know that it's served with some kind of a peanut sauce. This is our makeshift peanut sauce, but it's not made with peanuts. It's actually made with tahini.
And tahini is sesame seeds.
Ground
up sesame seeds.
And another thing is if you are trying to be more raw, make sure when you buy your tahini, it's raw tahini. Because the tahini that you find everywhere is made from roasted sesame seeds. And again, once you roast it, it's no longer raw. But again, this is a high raw recipe, or it can be a medium raw recipe. You can just get whatever, you know, fits your budget and your diet and your needs. So it's basically a wonderful sauce that's made with tahini, shoyu, some sweetener. We use maple. And a secret ingredient that we're not going to reveal right now. What does that mean?
No.
Okay.
Well, it might be, but we really want to do a video of this.
We really want to do a video, so we just thought we'd kind of give a little teaser preview about it.
Then you mash all that stuff together to taste, and
I have one more.
Put
thing.
It in what?
Just because I mentioned that tahini, you might want to look for it raw because they have it. Mm-hmm. The shoyu, you can also look for it raw. So. Yes, they have raw shoyu, and that would be the brand Nama shoyu. So you can look for that if you really want to be going more the raw route.
And if you don't know, shoyu is soy sauce.
Soy sauce, yes.
So, but with this sauce, the way that we do it, instead of putting, or the way that Sienna does it, is instead of putting the sauce inside of the wrap, we just put it in a container mm-hmm. on the side mm-hmm. with, and what you do is as you eat the wrap, you use a spoon to put the sauce on your next bite, mm-hmm. basically. It is so delicious. Oh my God.
I'm so hungry for it right now.
Oh my God. Okay. Whew. And that's it for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
thanks for listening again, everybody.
And you know what? Vote. Oh, by the time you listen to this, it'll probably
that's
be
right.
March.
It's going to be March. That's right.
So if you get a chance, please start up the voting. We'll also make sure to vote ourselves. Sometimes we forget. And I think that's it. So have a great week.
And don't worry. I know we talked about what the girl wants, but we're going to talk about what the boy wants.
Yes.
When it comes to Boys' Day, which is May. May 5th.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We forgot a poem that we actually found online.
God, I know. We forgot something.
Okay, so we found this poem online just right before we were going to do the podcast. So we thought, oh, well, let's just say it because it's totally depicts what a girl wants. And it's actually called What a Girl Wants. So here it goes. Do you want to read it? Oh, okay. It's Wednesday. It's strawberries time. So what do girls want the most? We need the darkness, the sweetness, the sadness, the weakness. We need this. We need a lullaby, a kiss goodnight, an angel sweet, love of our life. We need this. In fact, we are not even sure of what we want. So the answer becomes as simple as two small words. Coffee and strawberries. What we want is like coffee and strawberries. Strong, sweet, juicy, exciting, new, most wanted when it's forbidden.